T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and we're going to go straight up to the bubble in Orlando, where Ian Eagle is going to join us here for a couple of minutes. You hear him on the Turner Sports TNT games. You did yesterday as well. Ian, how's bubble life treating you?
Yes. I would say I'm more in the diet bubble area. I'm not quite in the full bubble. The players, the coaches, staff members, officials, they're in a different tier. And then we're in auxiliary bubble. It's still a bubble, but it's not quite the big bubble.
Okay. Hey, you gotta help me out. I'm watching. These games have been great, by the way. They've had some unbelievable finishes. But I'm watching the East right now in the top four teams. It seems like all four teams, in Milwaukee, Toronto, Miami, and Boston, just off of what we've seen, seem to be really close. And I know Milwaukee rested three of their best players in the second half last night against Brooklyn. Do you agree with that? You wouldn't be surprised to see any of the four come out of the East, or do you have a favorite still?
Yeah, you know, Joe, I think it's hard to reconcile what we knew prior to the hiatus compared to what we're seeing so far in the bubble. I think each coach is attacking it in a different way. Some are managing minutes. Others are just treating it like a sprint to the finals. And certainly with Milwaukee, as an example, they didn't have Bledsoe. They didn't have Connaughton. They didn't play Brook Lopez yesterday. No matter what, Mike Budenholzer was not happy. He just wasn't happy with his team. They certainly looked past the Nets. They didn't look like a championship contender in that first half when they played the majority of their starters. And then in the second half, it was backups against what turned out to be almost a G League squad for the Nets. And they played really hard. They played really together, and they got the win. Yeah, I think the teams are fairly close. Boston is interesting. Miami is compelling. Toronto continues to amaze people at the fact that they're still so potent defensively without Kawhi Leonard. And then the Bucks are considered the favorite, but I think there are teams in the East that believe that Milwaukee is beatable.
Yeah, this isn't like an Eastern Conference in the last decade where you had the Cleveland team where you know is basically going to win the East, or the Heat with the big three. This is totally – this is like the year that Atlanta got the one seed almost, I think. A little bit different because it's Greek Freak leading the charge there from Milwaukee. But I do side with Joe here and think that any one of those top four, maybe even Philly thrown in the mix, could come out of the Eastern Conference. It's really the first time in a long time we're like this.
Yeah, Stan Van Gundy and I were talking yesterday before our broadcast about the way the East is set up, and both of us are just completely trying to figure out what Philadelphia is all about, whether or not they can just flip the switch and turn it on. They are a very confounding group. They have a lot of talent. The chemistry has seemed to be lacking. The trust hasn't necessarily been there, but if you're looking at potential bubble surprises, Philadelphia has to be thrown into the mix just because of the sheer talent. And if they somehow went on a run and everything clicked at the right moment, they might be able to rip off some series wins here and be a factor in the Eastern Conference playoff picture. But yeah, it's not the same vibe that we've had in previous years when LeBron was in Miami and LeBron was in Cleveland. There's no clear-cut favorite. Milwaukee's certainly been the best team, but again, you have to really analyze your pre-pandemic opinions and compare them right. with what you're actually seeing right now on the court under the most bizarre and unique circumstances that you're going to find in an NBA season. There's no fans there, of course, so the stimuli is very different. The professional pride has kicked in. I've been really impressed with the effort level. I don't know if you guys have felt the same way. These guys are getting after it, and it does show that they realize they're keeping score. The games count. It goes on yeah. your permanent record. And I've been really happy about the competitive nature of the games that we've seen so far.
Memphis, all of a sudden, can't win a game. I think they lost their yeah. fourth in a row. So you got the Blazers and the Suns are playing. Devin Booker put on a friggin' show last night. That was crazy good. yeah. Oh, my gosh. Can he? But the Blazers, Suns, Spurs, and Pelicans, that matchup, all of a sudden, who do you think's playing the best of that group, or is it still too early to tell?
Well, I would say the most dangerous team of that group is Portland. This is a team that went to the Western Conference Finals last year. They really struggled with injuries. They didn't have their full team throughout the year. They don't have their full team now. Trevor Ariza opted out because of family reasons, and Rodney Hood has been out since basically the start of the season. But they got back 2 7-footers in Nurkic and Collins, and that makes them unique in today's NBA, where they can just go big and overpower you. And if I'm the LA Lakers, look, I don't think the Lakers are going to be intimidated by anybody, but I certainly wouldn't want to see Portland in that first round. If you're telling me you could see Memphis or Portland in the first round, you take Memphis every day of the week. Inexperienced team. Jaren Jackson is now done for the season. That's a huge hit for Memphis. You come into the bubble, and different teams faced different storylines and narratives. Phoenix was looking for some form of redemption. A bunch of people around the NBA thought, really? The Suns are going to be in the bubble? The Kings are going to be in the bubble? Is that really what this is all about? Well, Phoenix has looked at this as an opportunity, and there's no doubt that Devin Booker is going to leave people with an imprint of where he ranks among impact players in the NBA. San Antonio, look, when you've got Greg Popovich and someone that's won as many games as he has and this kind of format where you got to come back and play 2 days later or a back-to-back and the scouting report becomes so key and coaching points become such a big part of it, you have to respect what the Spurs could possibly do, even though they don't have their full team. They have no LaMarcus Aldridge. Think about that. Their best player now is not a part of it. So really compelling in the Western Conference how it's going to break down for that 8-9 spot in the play-in game. There's no doubt there will be a play-in series in the Western Conference when the smoke clears.
Yeah, the NBA dream matchup, if Portland could somehow get that 8 seed, I know it's 10 years too late, but Carmelo and LeBron in a playoff series against one-on-one, right?
Zach, you're thinking like a television executive.
Right.
I love it.
Hey, I gotta give it. How about the resurrection of Carmelo? Yeah.
Unbelievable. I got to give it.
Wild. Just wild. Last night, I got to see it firsthand, but the impact that he has on that team, his voice, his experience, the respect level that the guys have for him. You talk to Damian Lillard, who is one of the premier players in the NBA, and the first thing he says about Carmelo Anthony when asked is, well, you're talking about a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer. So he gets that out of the way. He gets that on the resume right out of the gate. And then everything that he said, that Terry Stotts said, plays into the fact that Carmelo has bought in and he's understood his role. And to juxtapose it with where he was, ironically, they played Houston last night, where he was with the Houston Rockets, where they didn't have anything for him. They looked at him and said, hey, he doesn't fit with what we're trying to do. And it looked like his career was done. He's come back in better shape. He looks svelte. He looks skinny. And he looks re-energized. It's really been one of the nice stories of the NBA second half of the year and now continuing to the NBA campus.
So... Well, listen, we're trying to get him.
Got to be scrambling right now.
He's scrambling, and if not, listen, it's always great having Ian Eagle, man. He is just such a talented guy with every sport that he calls. It really is. It's just amazing, and the respect that he gets is incredible. He does tennis too.
I know he does.
He gets to do that tennis.
Didn't he throw that at you? Was it last time we had him on or the time before about doing?
I think he takes the wife on. No, it's Wimbledon.
Wimbledon, that's what it is.
And he takes a wife on that trip. That's a smart
guys.
Move
I'm getting a weird message on the other end of his phone. Like, okay. We're sorry, your call cannot be completed right now. So I don't know. Maybe he forgot to pay his bill or something. But
we did.
Yeah. Not a problem. We're going to go to a break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. 305-567-0560 on the text machine. We'll be back in just a moment. Check in here. Got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. I got to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Hey, folks, listen. You're looking around. You're over your miles right now. Your lease is up. You're looking for something new, but you're looking for a deal, especially during these times we're going through. Well, we got the Chevy Open Road Sale event going on, and we know if you've been looking at getting yourself an SUV, downsize it a little bit. Listen, we got it for you, and we love our 2020s. Best overall products, and we know you're going to love the 2020 Traverse. It's a smaller SUV. It's a midsize SUV. But it is spacious enough to accommodate the big family, yet doesn't compromise any of that style that you're looking for. And how about going a little bit smaller to the Equinox SUV? It's a smaller SUV, but boy, I will tell you, plenty of style and plenty of substance and so much fun with all the safety features to drive. And finally, my 2020 Chevy Blazer, smoking hot look. Oh gosh, it's got a striking look that you will love to show off to everybody in the neighborhood. Go find out for yourself why we're so fired up about 2020 at your South Florida Chevy dealer, Silverado Trucks, all the way up to the Tahoe and Suburban. And that's just a teaser, man. We got a lot more going on with fantastic deals. Find your reason to switch at your local South Florida Chevy dealer, convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe counties. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealers today. All right, we're back. I want to thank Ian Eagle for coming on with us. We lost him there at the end, but we did get a few things in there. We know he likes the Clippers. They're the deepest team, and that's the last thing he said. That was a statement made right there.
You got him, Joe. Well
Clippers
done.
Are really good. And then the bubble cut off the call up in Orlando.
You guys scared me there. That was like a Doris Burke type pause there, man. Like I didn't know what was going on. You guys had me scrambling a little bit.
I thought it was me for sure. I thought I was off the air. I looked up to see if like I was off the air again for like once a day. 305-567-0560 for people that been sending in texts. We always appreciate them. And your thoughts on everything as we've been all over the board in the changing world of sports, like the changing world of everything else that's around the COVID-19. What do we got coming in there?
Someone from the fire department said that the CDC says 10 days after initial symptoms and current symptom-free can return to work. That's what my fire department is using at this point.
10 days, huh?
Right, 10 days, yep.
Well, that's why some people have talked about the NFL should just have games every 2 weeks and they'll be covered. Right. But that's not going to happen. I mean, 32 weeks to play a season before you get the playoffs?
Right. You don't think that would mess up the next 3 years of playing football?
No, man. Yeah,
that's what they have to worry about also, right. They don't have a plan like the NBA. The NBA basically has game 7 of the finals October like 14th if it gets to that. Like 2 weeks off, free agency, the draft, and then camp opens again like what, November? So they have like almost no time off in between. Yeah. So let's see what else we got here. Joe, after that comment, I heard Hollywood's wife is putting him in a pen full of iguanas. Yeah, Hollywood doesn't like iguanas.
No, he's a tough guy with sharks, but the iguanas just scare him to death.
I'm not a tough guy with sharks. Of course I'd be terrified of one if I saw one. The only problem is I've never seen one. Except for at an aquarium. I've never ran into a shark when I was swimming in the ocean.
Well, I will tell you, on all these shark shows, since I seem to be so into it.
Right, you're the shark expert.
You very seldom see them down here. Like on these shows, they're all like North Carolina, the Bahamas, but nothing around here. Might have seen one down in Key West or something, or in the Keys, but for the most part, we're in good shape. They don't have one off, you know, Fort Lauderdale or one off Miami Beach, or we seem to be okay for the most part.
Yeah, I've never been like 20 feet out in the water and be like, oh no, there's a great white.
I honestly, I can't tell you last time I just took off from the beach and just said, I'm going to swim out to about 50 feet of water. Right. Like, yeah, that's just not going to happen.
Uh-uh. No, not going to happen at all. All right, we have a text here about dealing with the exes or your ex-wife or ex-husband. But first, before we go to that, let's go to the legendary clip from Doris Burke.
I do like being right. Hey. Ask my ex-husband.
Happens every time. Ex. There's a reason it's ex, huh?
One, two, three, four, five.
Approaching a minute to go in the first half.
What? Mark Jones had no idea what to say there. Doris Burke was done with the comment. 6 seconds of awkwardness right there.
Well, it's, you know, quiet, Mark, in that bubble, huh?
You notice Mark Jones wasn't bringing up any of his former stuff. He was like, snap, staying out of this.
Right. Smart move.
I was surprised that was not Doris like that came out with that little comment. So, but everybody saw it, man. I saw everybody on social media. They heard it.
And the text, by the way, that got me to say that was, best way to stay good friends with your exes is just have absolutely nothing to do with them.
See, that's just not doable when you have kids. It's like, it's not. It's just, you have handoff or drop-offs and back and forth and the weekends and events. It just doesn't work that way. It sounds great. Like, hey, we're done. I don't care if we got 40 kids together. I ain't seeing your ass again. I mean, it just doesn't work that way. And if you, by the way, you get involved in relationships, you bring them into it too. Like, they're going to be around.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that stuff.
Thanks, Zach.
Right, that's it. Especially thanks. Right, especially you. Maybe a couple years too late on that advice. Let's see what else comes in here. It says the NFL season would not be double. Double up the number of games on Thursdays. Have teams have a week and a half off. Play on Saturdays. It can be done. Wow.
I did think, because they talked about, especially if college football doesn't play for some reason on Saturday, the NFL is going to definitely have some games on Saturday. There is no question about it. They'll filter the games Saturday, Sunday, Monday night, of course, and Thursday is not going away. But I just like to think the commissioner's got a game plan in place for all this stuff that we're talking about. I would feel good if, like, Tom Garfinkel texted me off the air and said, hey, Joe, we got a plan. There's a plan around. I mean, he's seen what happened to the Marlins, what happened to the Cardinals. Realize it can happen to anybody, especially when you're not totally quarantined and got players staying at home during the year, hotels on the road. We understand it, and the commissioner's got a really nice plan to keep the game going. I'd feel a lot better if I heard that. Right. He has to, right? I mean, that has to be something. He's got that guy that works with him, health expert that's been going on shows and talking about, you know, what they're doing in all these camps. But you would like to think that there's definitely something in place for a coronavirus outbreak, whatever it might be, of what, 15 players, 20 players, especially key positions, because you just can't play. Can't play a game. You can play a game with 35 guys and bring all the practice squad guys. They're not going to do that.
That'd be interesting. By the way, a couple more here on the exes. Someone said off the personal text line, the best way to have a decent relationship with your ex is make sure the child support's on time.
Oof. Well, you ain't kidding. Somebody there knows me.
Someone experienced it.
I know Joe. His ass was late on those child supports sometime. Yeah. Woo! That'd get her fired up.
Right. Dolphin Mike texted, and Joe, I've been divorced from my ex-wife since 1976. We're best of friends. We were childhood sweethearts. We have one child.
Dolphin Mike, another
right
one percenter. The 1% club.
Right. Someone said, also, I agree with Joe. The Rock having an excellent relationship with his ex is the exception, not the norm.
Yeah. Oh, no. I should have never brought it up, but I just, we're talking yesterday, like, how cool is that Rock one of the most famous people we have in Hollywood, stayed best friends with his wife, who happens to live down here. And I think she's remarried, and Rock's now remarried too. And they have a child together, but they stayed like, just saw the comments, like, she's my best friend still, and I can talk to her about anything. And I was like, wow, you don't get that very often. Mm. Can you imagine being married to somebody else and going, hey, you know, I just say, I got to tell you what's going on here. And, oh, that's good. And let me tell you what's going on with just... pretty special.
Right. I was wondering where you're going.
I'm not getting into anything. There's no reason to do it. And I've got kids living here, and everything gets back to my kids. And
right. Well, DC Rob's still on the doesn't believe you're going to make it out of the COVID without a divorce. He says, speaking of exes, Joe, do you fear once COVID is over, the wife leaves with everything? I mean, you can't delay the inevitable forever.
So there is a chance. There is always a chance. But I would like to think that I drive her nuts. I would like to think, though, at this point in our lives, she's going to stick it out. I'm thinking she's like, okay, I've seen the good, the bad, especially the last 4 months, no matter how well you know somebody. And I get on her nerves, man. Like, I literally took off yesterday, played tennis, and then I stayed out for like an extra 3 hours just so.
Wow.
I wouldn't get on everybody's nerves.
Someone asked, you rather face a great white or your ex-wife?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Right. It's close.
It's pretty close.
Right. Close. I hate to speak for you there, Joe. But it's
close. Man. You guys aren't baiting me into saying anything.
No. I'm not going to let you. I'm going to say it if you have to. Joe texted in, hey, my ex-wife's the Antichrist. You guys are lucky. All right, go past that one quick.
It's a lot easier to text in something than be here talking
right.
about a rough one.
Right. Well, here's a good two-part text for you, Joe. I had a good relationship with my second ex-wife. All the child support payments were on time. Now that I don't worry about it, I don't hear a word from her. Probably a good thing. And then he goes, clarifying that text, I don't owe her any more child support, so that's why I don't hear from her. Good thing.
No. I'm the same boat. It's been like that for like a long time now. The kids are...
Oh, same guy just texted back in, went out and bought a brand new car the next day after my child support was over. Good for you, sir. Good for you. This is good therapy for this guy right here.
No, I know. So here's the situation I'm in, and I learned the hard way, and I've never shared this with you guys before. So one day when we got going, I don't know how long ago, maybe a year or two ago, I was going and I was doing it, and one of my children, I don't want to say which one, was listening and was very upset.
Uh-oh.
She's close to her mother.
Uh-oh.
So that's why I keep it real generic, and because that opens a whole new can of worms. Yeah.
Keep worms it safe, you know?
You don't want to be around. So
no.
So if somebody wants to text it in, I'm listening and I'll laugh. And but look at that. I'm already dead air, man. It's already dead air.
I'm just letting you go after that time.
But I've been very open. If it's a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being great and 10 being as bad a relationship as marriage as you can have, mine was a 17. That's all.
I thought you were going to drop a 7 there. You'd be safe.
No, 17.
17. Yeah.
And I was no angel. I did bad things and sleazy things. And
your stories are scary, though, man. Like,
yeah.
Part man, part animal. Hey, man, you can't beat yourself up forever. You got to let it go. Hey, man, move on. It's all right. It's done. I paid. I'm good.
Well, this one, Joe. Good morning, boys. Since we're on the subject, I'm in and out of the car all morning. Did you ever figure out what's going on with Vivian with the no ring situation?
I told you.
This person's all over the Vivian stuff.
So I text her once and go, hey, Viv, just watching you on the air. You look great. How's everything going? Just wanted to check in with you and your family. But I didn't say anything about the ring.
No.
But she has not had now. I got everybody here going, yeah, she doesn't have a ring on it. I don't know. What am I supposed to do? Just go, hey, Viv, point blank. What's going on? You don't wear that nice ring anymore.
Where's
That's
Georgia?
None of my right. business. It's none of my business, so I don't want to put it out there. I think it's wrong. We got to go to break here. Let's go to break here before we get in trouble. Zach, you have anything so we can get our get off this and I don't get in any trouble? No drama. No. Well, it's hard to imagine, but we might as well get right to it. We're a little more than 2 hours away from the Panthers trying to keep this. It just started. But trying to keep this thing started, down 2-0 in a best-of-five series against the Islanders. As I just got this vision of Randy and Goldie driving in right now going, holy crap, what's going to happen? Is it three and out? And by the way, if it's three and out, going to be a lot of people. With a new coach, an expensive new coach with a great reputation. So won a zillion games, went out and spent all that money on a new goalie, most important position, and here you are down 2-0. If they somehow could win a game, get a little something negative in the Islanders' brain, just a little something, even though they've dominated you before, COVID-19 and now during COVID-19. But, man, and I'll stand by this every day of the week. The stars need to be stars in these playoffs. The stars in every sport need to be stars. Your big guys that we've been talking about for years and how good this guy is, Barkov and Huber, they need to play like it. They need, I don't care. Well, the Islanders' style is, they need to play like some of the top two players in the league they're supposed to be. They do. And same with a goalie. Those guys need, this isn't going to be about some other dude getting a hat trick every night and that's down in the fourth line. And they need to get it from the big guys. That's what everybody else in every other sport, that's why they pay me the big bucks to do it. So we'll see what happens, man. We'll see what happens. Anyway, 305-567-0560. What do we still have? Anything else besides is the divorce stuff still coming in or are we done?
Yeah, I have a couple more of those to read for you right now. Someone just said the Panthers have a goalie. That's breaking news. Expensive goalie also.
They got to play him today, right? Bobrovsky's got to play. I was thinking about that.
That would be fitting, right? Like, I mean, at this point with him, if somehow he wasn't in the lineup today, how much does that say about him? I don't care if it's 2 days in a row or three games in 5 days, whatever it is. Well,
I mean, he's been pretty good in this series, though, for the most part.
Yeah, he played well enough in the first
game. He made a lot of big plays yesterday or whenever the game was.
He did.
Was it yesterday? Yeah, he made a lot of big plays, but you have to score at the end of the day.
I don't know.
What else you got? Dead air is bad. What else we got?
Oh, we've got plenty of that today. Joe, Zach, I lost my house and car in a divorce to my ex-wife. Guess what? She passed away. I got it all back. Jeez.
I'm not commenting on it. That's mean, man.
Joe, I empathize with
I'm not commenting on a guy who lost his wife, man.
Right. I mean, I didn't. He said laugh out loud at the end of it. I didn't make that.
How the hell am I supposed to laugh? He got all his stuff back because she died.
He's happy. No better stress release than hitting a tennis ball. I just think if my ex was the ball when swinging. Oh, God. A lot of angry gentlemen on here today, it seems like.
I'm telling you, most of these things, you guys have divorce buddies yet? You have any divorce buddies?
Not yet. Out of the 10 of us, no one's divorced yet.
I have one, and he remarried quite quickly.
Wow.
He jumped right back into it.
We hated the first wife. The second wife sucks too, but we really hated the first wife.
Jeez.
What? So what? What he asked? What's the problem with the second wife? What's the problem with the second wife that you guys don't like?
Oh man, I don't.
Well, you said it.
No, I know.
What?
Yeah, you brought it up.
She's just not a very nice person.
What do you mean? She's a bitch? Like, always
a bitch
around you guys?
I don't want to say about my buddy's wife, but yeah, she sucks.
Here's a good question. Do any of the other wives like her?
No, no. They hate her. Yeah, they hate her.
That's what does it, right? That's what does it.
That's never good.
Never good. Been through that. Never good.
So to elaborate a little, they're very weird Disney people. Like, they're like the adults that go to Disney every weekend. So just, they're a little different.
I thought there was going to be more.
They're a little bit, but no, she's horrible. She's the worst. The first wife was back from college, and she was awful. She was the worst. And he was having major doubts before he went through with it,
too. So wait a second. You didn't like the ex, and you don't like this one. You didn't go, well, this one's a lot better, so let's just suck it up. You didn't do that?
I mean, I just told him, as long as you're happy, I guess, man. But, like, he knows I don't like her. Like, I mean,
yeah, but
it's hard to hide that.
Don't you respect the fact that your buddy and you just suck it up around her? Like, if it's your buddy, he's married to her and got to go home to her night, not you.
Yeah, it's his right. problem, not mine. I mean, she's right. not my friend.
It's obvious.
She's just there. Like, she's not my friend or anything. We just have to deal with her.
Someone just asked Hollywood, was it the guy who had the drive-by party?
No, it's a different guy. He might be getting divorced, too.
Well, what's that mean?
It's Rocky.
He's really having problems.
I can give you a phone number if my buddy is a divorce attorney.
I got news for you, man. I just think when this is all said and done, people have to live together, figure out what their finances look like. Mm-hmm. I just think this stuff of living, whatever size house, if you live in a 3,000-square-foot home, after 4 or 5 months, it feels like it's about 500 square feet. You just, it's, you got to work. Yeah, if you've taken things for granted, now all of a sudden you're home for the first time in, let's just say, 25 years like this. It's a little different situation.
But, Joe, everybody. I think for a lot of people my age who have not made the big bucks like you, like, we live in smaller places. Like, I personally don't have another room to go into. Like, when things are getting really bad at home, like, I don't have a man cave or something where I can just kind of, like, get away from it all.
Shouldn't have bought a condo.
Well, yeah, hindsight, I guess, Zach.
Hey, my advice.
Listen, stuff's a lot cheaper out here, Hollywood. I wish right. you would ask me, damn
I mean,
it.
The condo was town great house, when all those restaurants house. Right next door were open and we were having a good time. The condo was great. Not so great anymore.
So, Woody, why do I think, and I'm just following up on, why do I feel like you have trouble hiding that you don't like your buddy's wife? Like, you have trouble
hiding. No. He knows.
Does she know?
I mean, I don't really speak to her, so I hope she knows.
So when you guys are all together, you just act like she's not there?
For his first wedding, I actually, this was not nice, but we were in college at the time. I bought just him a gift.
Wait a minute.
Well, that's a real ass clown move.
Wow.
I mean,
who's the D?
I just said, like, he knew I didn't like the girl, and I wasn't going to get involved, and I bought him. He was doing a honeymoon in New York, and they were going to a Mets game, so I bought him a really nice, like, personalized Mets jersey, but I did not get her anything.
Joe, that's pretty D, right?
Yeah.
That's a D move by Hollywood.
So I don't hide things very well. It's just...
Oh, yeah, we know.
Damn, Woody.
No good on that?
No, you got to be a phony. Like, I can be a phony and be around somebody I don't care about. Right, just right. Like... Now, listen, if I'm at a party and I know, and I do have women or married to guys I know that don't think much of me, and I will say something to the guy like, hey, can she try to hide it? I'm going to be here for a little while. can she try to fake it a little bit? And he goes, oh, man, I'm sorry. Is she doing that? I go, yeah. I go, but it's fine, man. I just want to say hello to you. But, like, I want him to know, like, your wife's being a bitch. Like, she's being an open bitch right now. She's, and you know, women can't hide that stuff, man.
No, just between us,
women can't hide how they feel about other women and how they feel about guys that they think are not good for you in your life. Mm-hmm. They can't hide it.
Yep.
What else you got?
Hollywood, why are you so cheap? One that just came in. Don't worry, Hollywood. His wife doesn't like you either. That just came in.
There's a good chance.
That one I really don't care about, yeah. Right. No, she definitely doesn't like me, but I really don't care.
Woody, does your wife hide stuff pretty well? Does she?
Absolutely.
She hide it?
Yeah, absolutely.
She's a fraud. That's good.
But the other thing, right. No, she's not a fraud. My wife likes everyone. She likes people. She's very nice. She's the opposite of me.
Yeah, you're a little different on that stuff. There's no question.
You met her, Joe. You know, she's just really likes people. She likes to be around people.
I enjoyed talking to her while you standing behind her, not talking to anybody. It was great. What else?
We got? At least three texts on the congratulations to the guy who had his ex-wife go, which is pretty crazy. Three different texts.
See, man, I can't. No, I know there's some guys that have been through some real crappy divorces. I know, and I hear it, and, you know, and guys that been dumped, and their buddies ended up marrying their wife, and right. It was bad, and, you know, it's the lowest thing, and.
By the way, the guy who texted in earlier about keeping the child support on time, that makes the marriage, the ex-wife relationship happy, just texted me back and said, well, that gave me a great idea to buy a new car now. I got two more years left on this one, and then I got the two more years of payments left.
Let's wrap it up. I got to put out a fire here.
Yeah, we're done. We're out of here. Enough of this stuff, and it's done. Never to be talked about again on this show. Lebby and Stu Gotts are coming up next. Have a great day, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.